John O'Hurley has carved out a successful and diverse career. He's known as the staccato-speaking fictional version of Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, the author of several books on the joys of dog ownership, the host of Family Feud, a winning contestant on Dancing with the Stars, and a leading man in Broadway productions like Chicago. He's in Fayetteville beginning tonight for a week's run in that musical. Before tonight's opener at Walton Arts Center, I talked to him about that show, his appreciation of Canine Friends, and eventually about his friendship with another actor, Bryan Cranston, of Breaking Bad fame. I began the conversation by asking him about his familiarity with Chicago.
That's right. Yeah, I've done the show over 1,000 times. I've done this and Spamalot, oddly enough, over 1,000 times. So I've been kind of sharing my time with both shows.
When you look at the history of the musical and go back to the play in the 20s, something attracts great talent, from Cecil B. DeMille making a film to Bob Fosse to Jerry Orbach to the current cast. What is it about this show?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it's one of these things that it's kind of a mode that just kind of repeats itself in our pop culture. I think that we hold our celebrities to a different moral standard, and that seems to be a timeless thing in our culture. We did it in the 20s back when this little Corrine killed her boyfriend and arrested for murder and tried and found not guilty by the fact that the lawyer was able to razzle dazzle his way and turn her into a celebrity in the eyes of the jury. And it's a story that's repeated itself through both media and our culture many times. So it's a story that lends itself to great theatricality.
Yeah, and when you think about the jazz age in Chicago, and then there's a lot that it does have in common with the social media age of contemporary times.
I agree with you 100% on that. Yeah, yeah, it's a timeless show, and I think it's something that people just find constantly engaging. And it's definitely a kind of a darker comedy, but certainly when it is Fosse and Kander and Ebb have created what is a classic production, and I would say one of the 5 great musicals ever done on the Broadway stage.
What is it about Billy Flynn? Because if Billy Flynn were now a contemporary real person, not as many of us would like watching him, I have a feel, as we do the fictionalized composite historical character that we see on stage.
Well, probably true. I mean, he has definitely a very much a Johnny Cochran type of feel to him, that you can just see him kind of slithering around the stage and working his magic. But I think, you know, and the way that Billy Flynn is played is really the key to how you perceive him. I like to, and I've had the opportunity to peel back a lot of the layers, having done the show as long as I have, and I find that he's a very complicated, very complex man. And if you don't play him monochromatically and actually get in there and find some other redeeming qualities about him, that he's actually a very enjoyable man to watch on stage. I find that there are elements of his paternal nature there on stage with the girls, and I think helps a lot in kind of rounding the character out.
When you mention being able to peel back layers, and whether it's 1,000 performances in Chicago or Spamalot, I would imagine, I'm not an actor, but I would imagine not every script gives you the opportunity to peel back layers and still be interested 1,000 performances later.
Well, I think it's the actor's responsibility to go back there and find that stuff. And it's stuff that you may have to layer in yourself. But all of the evidence of a human being is given to you by by whoever wrote the script. You just have to go and connect all of the dots for you, and hopefully that will read in your performance. But I think it's really kind of the responsibility to create complex characters really lies on the shoulders of the actor.
Does anything, you've done this on Broadway, you've done it in several different cities, does anything change with the venue for you?
Oh, very much so. We're in Chicago right now, doing Chicago, so in the signature city. And, you know, we have an opportunity to have some of the greatest musicians in the country playing the score every night, because this is Chicago jazz, and there's no greater group of musicians that can attack the score like this, like they do. So that element is there, and that changes from city to city. the size of the venue. We're in a very good spot here. It's about 1,500 seats, so it's smaller than what we normally play. But it's the intimacy of the house really lends itself to a great interaction between the cast and the audience. So yes, it does. As you go from city to city to city, and also certain sensibilities when you travel around the country, there are certain audiences tend to be a little more savvy than others, and that has a lot of bearing on the reaction to the show as well.
Do you do any sort of walkthrough to see what, because stages can be different. Stages can be bigger or closer to an audience. Does that matter
at
all?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, it's from an actor's perspective and a singer's perspective, every house that you play in, every theater you play in, is tuned like an instrument. And yes, we have an orchestra check and a sound check, and that's the time when you go out there and you kind of hear the reverberations and how it works back to your ear. And then you have to imagine that you're going to have 3,000 people there that night, and they absorb sound too. So yeah, every theater is different in its acoustics, and it plays into really how you have to play your instrument, which is the actor, what all of the demands that go with that, with your voice.
Now, can I ask three quick, silly, perhaps silly questions?
Sure.
All right. First of all, what is it about dogs that we love so much? You've written a couple of books about dogs, and what is it that connects us to them so much, do you think?
Well, I think dogs are really amazing creatures. As I described once, they're the closest thing we have to angelic behavior. They want nothing from us except to return, unqualified love. And it's also, they teach us so many life lessons. In fact, I've written several books on the topic of what dogs teach us, of these great life lessons. And the most important is that sense of living in the present moment. Dogs have no sense of time. They don't know the past or the present, and they just live in the present moment. And if you try to reprimand a dog for something he did 15 minutes ago, and I guarantee you he's already forgiven himself for it.
Silly question number two. I took an unscientific poll. Most people thought that your character, Jay Peterman, had been on at least 100 episodes of Seinfeld. It was more like 20. Why do you think people think you were on so many more than you were?
I don't know. I do. I, for the sheer fact of opening the residual checks, I wish you were right.
And finally, which is more nerve-wracking, an opening night with a new show or having Walter White as your best man?
Which is more what?
Nerve-wracking.
Walter. Yeah, it's funny. I have to tell you a funny story about that, actually. I'm in the middle of a movie called Christian Mingle, which is a romantic comedy that I'm doing, and with Corbin Burnson, of all people, from years ago, at L.A. Law. And part of the movie, I am bald with a goatee. So they put the bald pate on me. And after several hours of makeup and getting in there and putting the little capillaries and everything so that it's perfect to the eye of the camera, I stand up and I finally take a look at myself, and I look exactly like Bryan Cranston. And so I texted him a photo of this, and he and I said, look what just happened to me. I said, and then he texted back with an expletive written text. He said, get out of my effing life.
John O'Hurley will be on stage at Walton Arts Center with Chicago. Thank you so much for your time.
You betcha. Nice to talk to you.
John O'Hurley stars in Chicago, opening tonight at Walton Arts Center. I spoke with him earlier this month when the show was in Chicago. You can find out more about the week's performances at waltonartscenter.org.